Hello, and welcome to Life Care Services Health Service Division podcast series. I'm Deb Goss, Director of Survey Compliance, and today I'll be discussing the first quarter survey activity for LCS. As I've been out conducting mock surveys these past couple months, I've heard several requests to hear about the new survey process and findings. Are there more deficiencies? If there are more deficiencies, is the scope and severity less? What are they citing? What are the findings? Are they citing the facility assessment? As you know, since November 28th of last year, states have been using the new combined or integrated long-term care survey process. And by now, I'm sure most of you have watched the webinar on the new survey process by Jennifer Williams-Lamb, and or you've heard her and Laura's podcast series discussing the substandard quality care tax. Since the new long-term care survey process has been in effect for approximately 4 to 5 months, let's take a look at what's different and what's not. First, some data. In the first 3 months of 2018, LCS has experienced 12 recertification surveys in 11 states. That's approximately a third of the states we do business in, by the way. So I'm thinking that's a pretty good sampling. For these 12 surveys, the average number of deficiencies was 5. That's up from our average of 3.5 last year. As a matter of fact, in the past 6 years, LCS's highest average number of deficiencies was 4.2 in 2013. But before you go running away saying we have higher number of deficiencies or it's on the rise, I want to let you know the mean for these 12 surveys is 3. That's right. We've had 3 surveys without any deficiencies. And a matter of fact, I think I just learned of another couple, but I digress. 6 surveys have had 3 or less deficiencies, while the remaining 6 have upwards of 12 or 14, which is skewing that average number. What are the top deficiencies, you might ask? Well, that really hasn't changed either. Leading off with F656, 656 has been cited in 5 surveys, and it's care planning. You know, our old F-tag 379. Care plans need to address the current treatment and services a resident is receiving, and when a surveyor finds a treatment or service not identified on the care plan, it results in deficient practice. Coming in second, cited in 4 surveys, is F812. F812 is our old faithful kitchen and food sanitation. This has been one of LCS's top 5 cited deficient practices for several years. Remember, food must be stored properly, label it, date it, cover it. It has to be prepared properly. Make sure you're checking temperatures. It has to be distributed and served properly. Staff have to have good hand hygiene and good glove use. The third most frequently cited tag is F880. F880 was cited in 4 surveys. This tag has also spent time in our top 5 deficiencies cited in the past several years. You may recall the old F441, infection control. Again, it's not new. Staff have to use gloves properly. They have to perform hand washing appropriately. And lastly, F684, quality of care, was cited in 3 surveys. This is the old F309. Again, another most frequently cited deficiency for LCS. So be sure admitting diagnoses have interventions on the care plan, they're being addressed, and they're being provided. So what's new? At this point, it doesn't appear much. We continue to see roughly the same number of deficiencies being cited, and there's also a familiarity to these deficiencies. What is different, however, is a couple deficiencies at F640 deals with the transmission of MDSs, the minimum data set assessments. If you haven't seen Laura Franco's webinar regarding PBJ and 5-star, I really encourage you to catch up. Timely submission of MDSs will impact health center revenues in the near future. F640 says, and I quote, within 7 days after a facility completes a resident assessment, a facility must be capable of transmitting to the CMS system information for each resident contained in the MDS. Surveyors may not have examined the transmission of MDS data before, but it's appearing like they are now. And there's probably another reason. The new long-term care survey process, MDS data, is being uploaded to surveyors' computers before entering the facility. Some of their work may be getting done before you even greet them at the door. And as I've always said, if we can help them spend less time in our communities, let's do it. So be sure and get those MDSs transmitted timely. Another citation that's new is F655, baseline care plan. So if you're not completing a baseline care plan within 48 hours, you're susceptible to receiving a deficient practice here. I also want to lift up the pharmacy service tags from F755 to 761. Those tags, pharmacy service tags, we have seen singular deficiencies occurring almost with each one of them. So be sure you're A, acting on pharmacy recommendations, B, doing gradual dose reductions are in place, and C, our PRN medication is not being administered in excess of 14 days without a review and or a change. And in the case of antipsychotic medication, we don't have them, PRN medication for sure. Medication carts, medication rooms, they will be reviewed. Surveyors are finding them unclean, poorly labeled, insulin pen devices. Oh, and on an interesting note, there was a citation about antibiotic medication use cited here as an unnecessary drug, a pharmacy level drug tag, not an F881 antibiotic stewardship tag. But before we leave F881 antibiotic stewardship, I do want to say there was a citation for a health center who was not having antibiotic use monitored. In other words, a system in which to monitor their antibiotic use. I'm going to move to complaint surveys. In examining complaint surveys for the same time period, LCS has had 11 complaint surveys with an average of 2 deficiencies per survey and a mean of 2 deficiencies. The most commonly cited deficiencies are F689, accident and hazards, F552, the right to be fully informed and are notified, and F600, abuse. Now, I don't have as much comparative data for complaint surveys, but it would appear that these are familiar tags as well. Typically, these tags are found when we conduct a facility-reported incident, and in some states, the surveyors come and review complaints as well. So I would encourage everybody, before you want to report your FRI, your facility reported incident, to the state, make sure you have reviewed them with several individuals, your nurse consultant being one of them, ensuring that they are properly and appropriately being reported. Four new items to report today. The first one is F678. Has some key elements that I want to lift up. One is provide basic life support, including CPR, to a resident who required emergency life support and or resuscitative care. In the past, we've relied on our personnel files to demonstrate staff were CPR certified, and surveyors may have cross-referenced the schedule with the CPR certifications. With the new long-term care survey process, surveyors will examine 3 closed records, and one of those closed records is going to be an unexpected death in the facility. If your health center is not conducting code blue drills, I would encourage you to consider adding quarterly code blue drills to your emergency preparedness. Number 2, it's been brought to my attention in approximately three states that I'm aware of, surveyors are leaving the health center without technically exiting. Surveyors will report, they're going to return next week, or they have another priority requiring their attention. And although the surveyors are not physically present, the complaint survey, or abbreviated survey as they call it, continues into the next week. Please be aware, if they have not exited, despite not being physically present in the health center, the abbreviated survey does continue. And just as if they were in your health center, And you stop every day and you say, is there anything I can help you with? Or may I get you something? Or how's it going? Please be sure and contact them daily to discern the status of the abbreviated survey. Otherwise, the risks are the same as if the surveyors were in your health center for 2 or 3 weeks. A new item, number 3 this year, is the emergency survey. Be aware, the life safety team is charged with examining those E-tags. And item number 4, the water management plan or program. Survey and cert letter 1730, which was issued in June of 2017, introduced the requirements for healthcare facilities to have a water system plan to prevent cases and outbreaks of Legionnaires' disease. Upon entrance, surveyors have been asking communities for their water policy, so be sure you have your community's plan with risk assessment handy. And I think that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to joining you on another podcast.
Legal disclaimer. Life Care Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.